Yeah, man. I forgot that Star Wars music was in there. Shit. They took that. They gonna take that one down. Hold on. Let me do that. Let me remove it before they get it. 'Cause it's definitely gonna give me a strike. Yeah, that Star Wars music got me, y'all. I knew that was gonna happen too. I knew that was gonna happen. That Star Wars music, the Star Wars music got me. I wasn't supposed to play that. But that was a church. I'm gonna play it again, but I'm gonna mute it this time, for the people and shit. Yeah, I wasn't thinking when I did that shit. All right, I wasn't thinking. My bad, y'all. So, hold on. Let me make sure no sound. All right. So now I'm gonna give y'all content. My bad, y'all. I apologize for that last live. It shut me down because of the Star Wars music. So this is a church. I'm gonna say it again. This is a church in Colorado that changed the whole concept of the church into Star Wars. All right. I'm gonna let it play. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get me a paper towel though. I played that Star Wars music. They wasn't jacking that. He was like, "Nigga, what you doing? You don't own the rights to this. You don't own the rights to this." Did they freeze it again? Right. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Am I still live? Please press one if I'm still live, y'all. If I'm still live, please. I can't see if I'm live or not. They said Icon said they was quick though. Like they really be on it. Yeah, this shit is all ran by computers. It's like copyrights and shit. Am I still live? I should still be live. Okay, he said I'm good. All right. I bet. All right. So. I'm gonna show y'all this, y'all. Let's get to the main basis of what we are talking about today. Now, this is something called miracle meat, okay? Miracle meat. Now, this is in Britain, I believe. But it's a company that is making meat from human body cells. Now, oh, so thank you, Jungle J. He showed love again. He said, "Man, they done chopped the last one off." Salute, Jungle J, man. I appreciate you, man, for the support, man. I thank you, man. I appreciate you so much, brother, man. Righteous One, he said, "You're alive, J." Okay. Shauna said, "We live." Yo, J, these people crazy. Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, y'all. And then I'm gonna show y'all another video, about what you call it, parasites and shit that, you know what I'm saying, when we eat certain stuff. You know, I don't really want to go into details about food and all that shit, but we got to be careful nowadays. They making human meat, and where are they getting the bodies from? Is these dead corpses, like corpses and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So this is the guy, Greg Wallace. He actually went out and tried to find out what's going on with the human meat. But this is on YouTube if you want to check it out. You know what I'm saying? And watch it in full or share it with one of your friends or family relatives. This shit is nasty, man. Shit is nasty. I'm gonna play it without further ado though.
Couldn't wait to see the mysteries that lay inside. How do you solve the cost of living crisis with engineered human meat? It sounds like magic.
And this is where the magic happens.
Fucking human meat, y'all.
The Good Harvest processing has been up and running for over 8 months. It contains both industrial and clinical operations on a site the size of 4 football pitches.
Look, they producing this shit.
You, Mick. That's certainly how pleased to meet you, Greg. Very good to meet you. I'm here to learn. Right, come this way and I'll show you how it all works.
I want to see everything.
Oh, you will.
Mick Ross oversees the production line and is in charge of over 60 full-time staff who engineer roughly 50,000.
Look at that. What the fuck was that in that box? Hold on, y'all. This is real life Soylent Green. This is real life Soylent Green. Yo, what the hell is this in this box, y'all? See, and then people be like, yo, you know, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Motherfuckers coming up missing, they turning them into burgers and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, anything to prevent carbon, to reduce the carbon, you know, climate change and all that shit. So in order for us to, you know, move forward, you know, with climate and things like that, we have to feed people humans. The fuck is this? It's like an intestines. Some of y'all eat chitlins. Don't say yuck and you eat chitlins on Thanksgiving. All right? If you eat chitlins on Thanksgiving, okay, all right, you ain't too far off. You know what I'm saying?
Roughly 50,000 steaks every day.
Look at this. Where are they getting the human meat from? Where are they getting the human meat from? Y'all remember during COVID, right? Or maybe before it was COVID, MTA, look, y'all. Y'all think I'm lying. And this shit can get me in trouble. But look, MTA, Subway, dead bodies stored. Look at this. Look, this happened. Get this. I don't forget shit. Okay? I don't forget nothing. Look. Disable my ad block. All right, we'll disable it. Okay. The New York City subway system is occasionally full of corpses and union members. Nowhere they keep their bodies. Now, who are these dead people? In the same rooms where they work and take their breaks. So, if you work in the subway, it's dead bodies in there. Salute, Malia. This is in New York City, y'all. They have bodies stored up in the subway. Y'all don't remember this shit? Y'all don't remember this shit? And the MTA workers knew all about this shit. It was in a break room. It was bodies stored up in the break room. That's all according to Transport Workers Union, Local 100. The union claims Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which operates New York's subway system, stores the dead bodies and body parts of people hit, killed, and maimed in passing trains in employee bathroom facilities and break rooms until the medical examiner office finally gets around to picking them up. They were saying that the subway was stinking for years and they couldn't understand why, because it was bodies in there. Dead bodies and shit.
So come on then, Mick. How on earth do you grow human meat?
I want to introduce you to our nutrient vats.
Hello, nutrient vat. Greg Wise, Tony Presenter, and your job is?
Well, what its job is, it processes thin slices of tissue, nutrient-rich mix, which you see here, and then cells start to grow. So over a 24-hour period, these will slowly fuse together into one great big, what we call a cake.
Ew.
So you're telling me that is human flesh?
Exactly.
Why human meat? Why not animal meat?
That's a very good question. We've got centuries of knowledge of human medicine at our side. We know more about humans than we do about animals. So we've mastered engineering human cells.
Funny thing is that the human body has more bacteria than an animal. So why? Yo, they got people's ears. And this is the future that they want us to do. They want us to eat this shit. Salute Malia 420 in the building. She said, I finally caught you. Yeah. Just gross. I got you with receipts. Be right back. Yeah, Tammy Beans. I do love chitlins, Jay. They good. Oh no. Tammy, would you eat a human burger? I just want to know. Playboys that missing children are turned into burgers, Jay. That's what I'm saying. The Finkelstein dude. He already done said. When the kids come up missing, McDonald's people then went to McDonald's and found teeth in the burgers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So what are they doing? Where are they getting this human flesh from is what I want to know. Right? Where exactly are they getting this human flesh? And this is a form of cannibalism. Okay? This is what I'm saying. Cannibalism. They're making this stuff normal. Okay? This is sick in itself. These are what I'm saying. These sick fucking mad scientists, excuse my language, but these sick mad scientists are basically getting us to involve ourselves with cannibalism. Why? Who would want to eat a human, man? You know what I'm saying? This is this, but if we've already been subjected to it, you know, if you've been eating McDonald's for the past 10 years and you pretty much, you know what I'm saying, involved in it. I'm going to show y'all another video, you know what I'm saying? Show y'all another video
to make these structured flavors and sinews.
Let's go back a bit.
Why human meat? Why not animal meat? That's a very good question. We've got centuries of knowledge of human medicine at our side. We know more about humans than we do about animals. So we've mastered engineering human cells to make these structured flavors and sinews that we expect from the flavors of steaks we eat.
That's right. A protein made from...
So we know the company. Look, this shit look like steak, y'all. This shit look like steak. Made by humans from humans. And is the FDA approving this? Kelly said passive magical ritual. Yeah, getting people to eat. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? This shit is wild, man. I don't even know what to eat no more. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know what to eat no more, man. I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what to eat no more, man. I don't know what to eat no more, man. Sheesh. He said that's London. Wow.
Protein made from
cheese. It looks like a steak.
That promises to be cheaper and tastier than any of its competitors.
Mm-mm.
I'm Greg Wise, and I'm off to visit Good Harvest, where a whopping 6 tons of human meat is engineered every day.
Yo.
With the promise of cheap meat for all, it may well be the meaty miracle we need to ease the squeeze of the cost.
How you promoting cannibalism is wild to me. Like, that shit is wild, y'all. That shit is wild. Like, motherfuckers got that shit on billboards. Cannibalism. Now, this is another video, y'all. I'm going to get into this. This right here is about to be wild, too. It's a little lengthy. It's about 14 minutes. So, I'm going to just let it play. And if I, you know, find key points that suit my interest in talking about, I'll stop it. Let's read y'all comments. That's Wade. Lady Love said, wait, hold on. Let me go up. Let me read some of y'all comments, man. Yeah, Maya said, lately the food has definitely been making me sick. Yeah, you know what's so crazy? I had salmon the other day. That shit didn't even taste like salmon. I was like, I don't know. This shit don't taste right. I ate it anyway, though. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he said, hey, Archangel was popping. He said, hey, YouTube actually hit me with the notification. Sometimes, you know, if you don't show up a lot, I guess then, you know, they recommend it. I don't know how this damn thing works. You know what I'm saying? Laney, yes, what's popping? Righteous one, Matt Moore, absolutely. All right. Joe Biden said, we have to start farming again. We depend on them for our food too much. We can't trust them. I mean, but that's the thing, though. They can tell us what they putting in the food. They have to tell us what they putting in the food. All right, they can't tell us it's human meat in there, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, right, the key to that is you always have to read the small fine print, because I just saw something about Campbell's soup, right? And on the back of Campbell's soup, it said that the chicken was bioengineered. Let me check, because I got a can of soup in here. Let me see something. Yeah, it said that these canned soups and shit be having bioengineered meat and shit. It's not real meat and chicken. It's not real chicken, I should say. I don't see it up there. Yeah, this might be the real deal. This is a Progresso, but I was reading Campbell's Soup. It said that the fucking the chicken was like fake chicken. Bioengineered chicken in the damn thing. Yeah, Campbell's. Y'all make sure to hit the like button. Cell-based chicken in the Campbell's. Yeah, it's not real chicken in Campbell's Soup. Jay, you getting it done 3 days in a row, my guy. I mean, ain't nothing else to do, man. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to do. I got to work on some videos for y'all on Patreon. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get like two done this week. And I'm going to leave the old school artists alone. I'm going to get to these newer rappers because, I mean, I realize my fan base is all like mixed up. I got grandmas, granddads that follow me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to just mainly focus on the old school. You know, I got to kind of mix it up. You know what I'm saying? What's popping, my man? What record things in the building? What's popping? Yeah, man. Neo said everything else is your own nightmare and doesn't exist. All right. So this right here is crazy. This is about parasites. I don't know how, but this is about parasites here. And I glimpsed through the video. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I glimpsed through it. So I'm going to talk about it, though. Oh, no sound. Hold up. Let me fix the sound. Let me get the sound popping. Let's get the sound going. Let's run it back, y'all. Let's run it back, y'all.
The demonic parasites. Are parasites actually demons in biological form? The existence of parasites that have the ability to hijack a person's mind sounds like something out of a science fiction movie, such as the movie The Faculty. The Faculty is a science fiction movie about high school teachers being controlled and taken over by otherworldly parasites. As the old saying goes, art imitates life, and truth is far stranger than fiction. In ancient China, the Taoists had a very interesting belief concerning parasites. The Taoists believed in a concept known as the three worms, the Sanxi, three corpses, or Sangchong, three worms, are a Taoist physiological belief that demonic creatures live inside the human body and they seek to hasten the death of their host. These three supernatural parasites allegedly enter the person at birth and reside in the three dantian energy centers, respectively located within the head, chest, and abdomen. After their human host dies, they are freed from the body and become malevolent spirits. The three corpses work to harm their host's health and fate by initiating sickness, inviting other disease-causing agents into the body, and reporting their host's transgressions to the gods. The usual English translation of Sanxi is three corpses. However, this Taoist term does not literally refer to corpses as in dead bodies within the human body, but is linguistically causative, meaning the eventual death, mortality, produced by these demonic agents. Now, I myself am not a Taoist, nor do I believe in Taoism. However, I believe they have a very good point.
Yo. Oh, they said, can you turn the volume up? Oh, my bad, y'all. Y'all couldn't hear it? Oh, you know what? I'm tweaked, y'all. My bad. Jay can't never get the sound right, man. I'm going to run it back for y'all real quick, man. I'm going to run it back for y'all, man.
The demonic parasites. Are parasites actually demons in biological form? The existence of parasites that have the ability to hijack a person's mind sounds like something out of a science fiction movie, such as the movie The Faculty. The Faculty is a science fiction movie about high school teachers being controlled and taken over by otherworldly parasites. As the old saying goes, art imitates life, and truth is far stranger than fiction. In ancient China,
so they saying that parasites are actually demons and stuff. I could see that though. I could see that. I could definitely see that. I could definitely see that. They said, is that Usher? Yeah, he was in the movie, I guess. I don't know. I never saw that movie. I don't think I did. Volume for video is too low. Is it still low? I don't know. I guess that's how they made it. They did the volume low because I turned everything up. I don't know. Unless y'all want me to blast that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
The Taoist had a very interesting belief concerning parasites. The Taoist believe in a concept known as the three worms. The Sanxi, three corpses, or Sangcheng, three worms, are a Taoist physiological belief that demonic creatures live inside the human body and they seek to hasten the death of their host.
Now this I'm gonna be honest, this goes in if you believe in evolution and stuff like that, this is kind of like the same. It goes in hand in hand with that. This is like evolution. So they saying that the germs, you know, which are parasites or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they need a volume is good for me. Okay.
These three supernatural parasites allegedly enter the person at birth and reside in the three Dantian energy centers, respectively located within the head, chest, and abdomen. After their human host dies, they are freed from the body and become malevolent spirits. The three corpses work to harm their host's health and fate by initiating sickness, inviting other disease-causing agents into the body, and reporting their host's transgressions to the gods. The usual English translation of Sanxi is three corpses. However, this Taoist term does not literally refer to corpses, as in dead bodies, within the human body, but is linguistically causative, meaning the eventual death, mortality, produced by these demonic agents. Now, I myself am not a Taoist, nor do I believe in Taoism. However, I believe they have a very good point about parasites being demons in biological form. Parasites and demons are incredibly similar, if not the exact same. They are two sides to the same coin. In fact, demons are often called spiritual parasites. A parasite is a biological organism that lives and feeds off of its host and causes mental and physical illness.
I believe this. You know why? Because if you smoke or drink, right, you get like a craving. And that's like a parasite in a sense. If you don't feed that parasite, eventually it goes away. You know what I'm saying? In Islam, only jinns and humans on this earth. Jinns can affect, influence human thoughts. They copy their movie science from holy books. Yeah. Chris said that Montauk Monster video was missing a segment from Plum Island. Yeah, I don't know too much about it. You know what I'm saying? I just played the video and just gave my insight on it. But this makes a lot of sense though. And it's gonna get deeper too.
They are known to feed off of their host's negative emotional energy and are known to bring the host physical and mental illness. Studies have shown that parasites are able to cause severe mental illnesses such as schizophrenia. Scientists have discovered how the toxoplasmosis parasite may trigger the development of schizophrenia and other bipolar disorders. They have shown that the parasite may play a role in the development of these disorders. Clinical studies frequently report that patients with major mental illness such as schizophrenia and bipolar disorder have comorbid physical conditions, suggesting that systematic alterations affecting both brain and peripheral tissue might underlie the disorders. Numerous studies have reported elevated levels of anti-T. Gandhi antibodies in patients with major mental illnesses. The T. Gandhi parasites are so powerful that they can hijack a person's mind and alter humans' sexual desires and influence humans to engage in abnormal.
Who said that? Somebody said that about thoughts. Somebody said that. Aaliyah Nakab said that about thoughts. She's saying in Islam, only jinns and humans on this earth, jinns can affect, influence human thoughts. So these are like, in a sense, it's like demons. People call them demons, but they're actually parasites. This should say parasites make you more attractive, so you have more sex and spread it, according to study. So if you a bad bitch out there, you got parasites? Damn. This made me look at everything different now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it seemed contagious. That's what that go that song, BBD said. That girl is poison. She poison because she got parasites in her. Can't trust a big butt and a smile because that girl is poison. She got parasites in her, son. You know what I'm saying? This shit make you think, though. But I don't understand how a parasite can make you more attractive so you have more sex and spread it, according to study. So now when you engage in sex, you transfer that parasite to the next person. And then, but that don't change the way they look. I don't know. Yeah, life goes on and said, I thought you were saying thoughts. Yeah, thoughts, bro. Thoughts. That's what the lady said up top in the comments. She was like something about thoughts. But this don't, I'm trying to understand this. Parasites make you more attractive, so you have more sex and spread it, according to study. Let's Google this shit, y'all. Let's Google this shit, man. Parasites make you more attractive. Parasites that make you more attractive. Whoa. This is actually real. Holy shit. This is actually real. It says parasites makes infected people look more attractive. A new study led by the University of Turku in Finland has found that Toxoplasma gondii, a sexual transmitted parasite that up to half of world's population carries, this is crazy, may make people look more attractive to the opposite sex. This strange phenomenon could have its roots in evolution. See, that's why I was saying this goes hand in hand with evolution. If you believe that we started off as germs and then grew into something else and then something else and something else, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Which trends to favor the perpetuation of symbiotic relationships that benefit both hosts and parasites. Although T. Gandhi is known to play a role in various psychiatric disorders, including schizophrenia and psychotic episodes, its strangest effect may be that born male and females infected with parasites are perceived as being more attractive and healthier looking than uninfected individuals. So how y'all feel about this, man? This is crazy, though. So now when you see a baddie, she might have parasites. You know what I'm saying? And then when y'all go and have sex and you have a baby with her, now you made a parasite baby. Wow. While previous research suggested that this parasite may lead to elevated testosterone levels in men, scientists suspect that the parasites can in fact manipulate a more diverse array of chemicals in the host body, including neurotransmitters and hormones. Some sexually transmitted parasites, such as T. gondii, may produce changes in the appearance and behavior of the human host, either as a byproduct of the infection or as the result of the manipulation of the parasite to increase its spread to new hosts, explained by the study's author. So when you drink, you know, when people drink and they become more sexual and shit, you just feeding that parasite. This is wild, man. Since various studies have linked having higher levels of facial symmetry to better health, stronger genes, and increased sexual attractiveness, the scientists decided to examine the degree of symmetry in the facial features of a cohort of 35 college students, 22 males and 13 females, infected with T. Gandhi, along with 178 uninfected students. Bro, this shit is wild. Bro, this shit don't make no kind of sense, bro. So that sex demon shit is real then, huh? Yeah, ugly people got less parasites. Wow, that now listen, if you feel you are not attractive out there, embrace that. You understand? You God's favorite. You don't have this shit. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense, because this shit is blowing my mind. Sex zombies, somebody said. Jungle J said this is a science website, could be possible. They said that they did the study on how many college students? 22 males and 13 females, and they infected both of them with the T. Gandhi parasites. You know what I'm saying? The results revealed that, let's read some more. The results revealed that Toxoplasma infected participants had more symmetrical faces than their uninfected counterparts. Moreover, female participants carrying the parasite had a lower body mass index than their... Oh, so I see what it does. Okay. And reported that they had more sexual partners. Both infected men and women were rated by an independent group of 205 individuals as being more attractive and healthier than non-infected ones. It is possible that the apparently non-pathological and potential beneficial interactions between T. Gandhi and some of its intermediate hosts, such as rats and humans, are the result of co-evolutionary strategies that benefit, or at least do not harm, the fitness of both the parasites and the host. Wow. So it doesn't work on rats, but more so on, says mainly females. So it basically reconstructs the female's face for her to look more attractive. And then when the men go and chase after her, she can spread it more. But it's not, it raises the man's testosterone. If we infected with this. So if you see a buff nigga, a nigga that got, he buff, he walking around the gym and he like, he got that shit. You know what I'm saying? He got that shit. And then the women that's like hot, you know what I'm saying? They call it hot or whatever. They in the gym and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? They got this shit. This shit is blowing my mind, son. This shit is blowing my mind. Yo, God can save anybody, yeah. But see, now that's the thing though. How do you get rid of the parasites? Like, you can't get rid of this? I mean, how do you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, celibacy, I guess? I guess celibacy, right? You know, because you're not feeding the parasites, so eventually it'll die. It reduces BMI, loses weight, right? Body mass. Yeah, Jackson Dang said it reduces BMI, loses weight. So this, when your face is sunken in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit is crazy. It make you think though, right? Like, remember I was telling y'all about like a lot of the rappers. Like, all right, I'll give you two rappers in particular that I know for a fact, right? Even matter of fact, three. I'll give you three, right? 50 Cent, Cam'ron, and LL Cool J, right? These are three rappers that I'm giving y'all that I know off the rip. You know what I'm saying? They was all fat. They was like heavy set, you know what I'm saying, before they got popping. And then they just changed, right? And their face was sunken in and shit. And then next thing you know, it was like all the girls loved them. They became sex symbols and all of this shit. And they sold millions and millions of records and shit. But it just make you think, you know what I'm saying? Wait, this is a sexual thing? I don't know, record. This is what I'm saying. It went from, let's finish it.
Sexual,
man,
practices such as BDSM and have an attraction to sexual violence. So what is the
Let me run it back for y'all real quick.
That they can hijack a person's mind and alter humans' sexual desires and influence humans to engage in abnormal sexual practices such as BDSM and have an attraction to sexual violence. So what is the T. Gondii parasite? Toxoplasmosis is an infection caused by a single-celled parasite called Toxoplasma gondii. While the parasite is found throughout the world, more than 40 million people in the United States may be infected with the Toxoplasma parasite. The Toxoplasma parasite can persist for long periods of time in the bodies of humans and other animals, possibly even for a lifetime. Of those who are infected, however, very few have.
That's why they say when women get older, they lose their looks. Like, think about this, y'all. When women get older, right, they start, they look start depreciating and shit, because now the parasite is leaving. You get what I'm saying? They become, it, I don't, I mean, they be, that's what society say. They become more, less attractive when they get older. You know what I'm saying? But now when you think about this shit, right, this shit ain't far-fetched. This shit ain't far-fetched, man.
Because a healthy person's immune system usually keeps the parasites from causing illnesses. However, pregnant women and individuals who have compromised immune systems should be cautious. For them, a toxoplasma infection could cause serious health problems. I recently found an interesting case study concerning this very powerful and influential parasite titled The Case for Toxoplasma gondii in Psychosis and Other Human Diseases. This chapter introduces Toxoplasma gondii, the cause of toxoplasmosis. It discusses the many ways it can be transmitted and what is known about human infections, especially those affecting the brain, the pregnant uterus, and the eyes. It details the evidence linking this parasite to psychosis and estimates the percentage of psychosis cases that may be caused by it. It also briefly discusses the evidence linking toxoplasmosis to other conditions, epilepsy, brain cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, and motor vehicle accidents. The T. gondii parasite has been called one of the most successful parasites.
Now look at this. So look. Okay. So the infected fetus, right? Down here. The infected fetus, right? That this lady's giving birth to. When she induces infected uncooked meat. Like that fucking human shit, right? You eat that uncooked human meat. Then that's how you get the parasites and shit. Now think about this. How many times have y'all ate at somebody's crib and the motherfucker didn't know how to cook? All right, they cooked the food raw and shit. He's like, oh, this shit ain't even cooked. You already got the parasite. But it's crazy. I don't know. This shit is crazy. Toxoplasma gondii in animal tissue. So it's in deer, sheep, pig. Some of y'all. Oh, who said that? Tammy says she eats chitlins. Yeah, Tammy. Yeah, Tammy, chicken is in chicken and rats. This shit is wild. And the cats, they pass it through that when they take a shit. So if you got a cat and your cat shit, they passing it through that. Can't avoid it. Can't avoid it. You can't avoid it. Then it's going through something called unsporulated oocytes. Sporulated oocytes, and the shit just go into the woman. It go into the woman, and then, oh Lord. So yeah, that's why I said it only affects the women. It makes the women more attractive and shit. This is wow. Yeah, exactly why I don't eat at people's house. Yeah, you don't even got to eat at people's house. You go to a barbecue, motherfucker, put some steak on the grill. The shit ain't cooked. You eat that. Eat a hot dog or something. You know what I'm saying? A burger, and it's pink inside. I'm going to tell y'all a story. I used to work at McDonald's, right? I didn't care. I was there about a week. I just went there. I'm going to tell you the truth. I only worked there to get a zip with some weed so I could sell it. So I went to McDonald's, I was working there, and they had me on the burger machine, right? Man, I used to put them burgers on there. The lady that was my manager told me, when the lid come up, you take the burgers off, man. I put the lid down, did what she told me to do. The burgers were still pink. I was still putting them shits on the patty and serving it to people. I didn't know I was only like 16, 17. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this shit don't even look cooked, but she told me to put it on there, so I did it. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up now that I think about it. But I did, you feel me? Yeah, son, this shit, wow. It said, let me see, it's apparently not blood in hemoglobin. I don't know what hemoglobin is. Yeah, Andy Rowland said, I eat out alone. I don't blame you, though. This shit, wow. Shit, scary as fuck, too, when you think about it.
And yet is one of medicine's best kept secrets. It is remarkable in its ability to infect nearly any nucleotide cell in any warm-blooded animal, and infects most species of mammals and birds. An estimated 1/3 of the world's humans are infected, although this varies widely by country.
Wow.
Depending on dietary habits and exposure to cats.
Wow.
A 2014 survey in the United States.
That make you think, people that chase vanity, if a woman is vanity driven, that's a parasite. That's a parasite. You know the women that always gotta be in the mirror. They, you know what I'm saying? Their phone out. That's a parasite, son. That's a parasite, son. Because now, if you think about it biblically, you know what I'm saying? Vanity is one of the sins. You know what I'm saying? Avoid women that's vanity driven.
It's reported that 11% of the...
Malia said, well done only. You know what's so crazy, Malia? And it's going to sound weird to a lot of people, but initially humans, right? It's going to sound weird, but initially humans, we weren't supposed to cook our food. We ate that shit raw. But I don't know exactly what time and point and place where that time changed and people started to cook it. But I mean, I guess because of the parasites, you know what I'm saying? Like we watching now, a lot of the people back in those days were getting sick. They were getting more sick. So, you know, they would probably try to figure out, yo, what did they eat? Oh, okay, they had a cow earlier, and they just ate the cow straight up. Maybe that's the reason why. So then they started cooking it. You know what I'm saying? But initially, you know what I'm saying, us as humans, we ate shit raw. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. Fruits, vegetables, meat. You know what I'm saying? It sounds disgusting, but, you know, the concept of cooking is basically new. You know what I'm saying? That shit is new. You know, before they would eat like you know, fruits and vegetables, you know, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know as far as my African heritage, we ate fish and shit, but we ain't fuck with, you know, eating animals and pigs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But then down the line, you know, burgers and, you know what I'm saying? Being too materialistic. Yeah, uncooked chicken. Yeah, you get salmonella from that. You know what I'm saying? You get salmonella from uncooked chicken. And yeah, Andy Rowland said, how can anyone eat sushi? There's a lot of parasites on sushi too. And people swear by that shit. You know what I'm saying? People swear by sushi, man.
Population, or approximately 40 million Americans,
shit crazy,
have antibodies
though,
to this parasite, indicating past infection. For almost a century after its discovery, it remained largely unknown. It was given a tongue-twisting name, Toxoplasma gondii, which was in fact inadvertently misspelled. The North African rodent in which it was discovered in 1908 was a gundi, not a gondi. It is a protozoan parasite, not bacteria or viruses, which were the infectious agents of the greatest interest in the 20th century. The most noteworthy protozoan is the malaria parasite. T. gondii, as it is commonly abbreviated, is a second cousin to the malaria parasite.
I wonder if this... No. This is crazy, though, man. This is wild crazy. He said sushi tastes good. I had that shit one time, man. I was like, yeah, this ain't for me, man. I ain't gonna front. I'm too black to be eating that bullshit, dog. I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't involve myself in other people's cultures too much, but I'm like, man, I'm too black to be eating this shit, man. This ain't for me, man. I ain't eating this shit, man. You feel me? No knock to what people do, but I'm just like, man, I'm too, nigga, you got to fry this shit or something, man. Put this shit in some grease, nigga. Fuck, I'm gonna eat this. Shit got rice on it and shit.
But like famous humans, second cousins don't get much press. It wasn't until 1938 that T. Gandhi was known to be transmitted from a pregnant woman to her fetus and to cause severe problems with brain development.
Oh.
And it was not until the late 1960s that cats were identified as the specific host for this parasite.
Cats?
T. Gandhi has to be eaten by a cat to complete its life cycle
cats?
In the cat's intestine. It begins its life cycle when a cat, usually as a kitten, becomes infected. Although the
That makes sense, because cats can give you staph infection. That makes a lot of sense. Cats can give you staph infection. I didn't even think of that shit. I mean, you know, no, you know, I like cats. I don't have a problem with cats, you know what I'm saying? But they do carry a lot of germs, though. You know what I'm saying?
Cat usually has no symptoms. It excretes in its feces up to 50 million infective T. Gandhi oocytes per day for an average of 8 days. At any given time, approximately 1% of cats are infected and are excreting oocytes. The oocytes are remarkably hardy and can survive for long periods in soil or water. Wherever the cat defecates may become contaminated with infectious oocytes. Since cats prefer loose soil for defecation, this often includes gardens, children's sandboxes, and animal feed piles in barns. After 24 hours, the oocytes dry out and are thought by some researchers to become aerosolized, thus floating in the air and capable of being inhaled. Water becomes contaminated when cat feces deposited on the ground is carried into streams by rainwater or when cat litter is flushed down the toilet. Not all cats are carriers of this parasite, but they can be. It's incredibly interesting finding out that cats are the specific host for this very powerful parasite that can hijack the mind and cause very serious physical and mental issues. Now, I myself used to own a cat that I loved very much that passed away from liver complications back in February.
Oh.
I do not believe that cats are intrinsically
evil. He caught this shit.
However, the topic of cats being hosts for parasites that can alter...
Yeah, man, this shit is wild, man. This shit is wild crazy, man. What she said? Neo said, yes, properly perceived, follow the perception of spirit because... Spirit... Huh? Being eternally one with God is favor, forever whole and lovable, always willing to extend God's forgiveness. Yo, man, I don't know what the fuck he talking about. Said, I got, Sereka said, I got scratched by a cat 2 years ago. I ain't been the same since. Yo, I'm trying to tell you. Jordan Drill said, Jay looking like a burnt biscuit. That shit was dry, dog. You got, come on, man. And you ain't got no picture, my nigga. You don't have a picture. I don't understand it. There's always the niggas with no picture talking shit. Salute Miss Jones in the building. What's popping, my love? We said we are living in the end times, guys. Yeah, man. Damn, I'm super late. What up, Chad? What up, Jay? What's popping? I'm so glad I have an outdoor cat. Yo. Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on. Oh, Neo said, you and Chris conversing? Oh, my bad, I didn't mean to intervene.
For the mind and body in negative ways reminds me of a question I used to have. Why were cats worshipped by the ancient Egyptians?
Shit was dry, man.
And why do witches love cats as well? Apparently, in ancient Egypt, cats were not worshipped as gods per se, but as vessels for them. The ancient Egyptians believed that cats were chosen to be inhabited by the gods and that some of the divinities even adopted their likeness. For example, Bastet, also called Bast, was the daughter of Ra, the sun god. And when it comes to the occult, cats, specifically black cats, have played a huge role in mythology for centuries. In the Middle Ages, they were believed to be a spirit or demon to serve a witch as a companion. I find it incredibly fascinating that the ancient Egyptians and ancient witches believed that cats can be vessels for spirits. And as it turns out, cats can be vessels for very powerful parasites that does to the body what demons have been known to do to the body in the scriptures, such as causing to hear voices, experience negative emotions, such as anxiety, depression, OCD, bipolar disorder, and many other mental illnesses. Demons can hijack your mind and influence you to do destructive things, such as engaging in abnormal sexual practices like promiscuity and BDSM.
Yeah, you niggas can't stop beating off, you can't stop jerking off, you got a parasite in you. We said, what up, Jay? What's popping? Who that? My black is beautiful, 43. Shoney, my aunt has 16 cats right now, and she is always sick. Yo. Yo, make you think. Make you think. I really think that should be bigger news. If there's an easily contractable parasite out there, we should all be aware of it, and something should be done. Ain't really nothing you could do. This shit... shit come from the food you eat. You know what I'm saying? We got pets and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Aside from cats being specific vessels for these very powerful parasites, other carriers can include all the unclean animals that were spoken of in the scriptures. Pigs, rats, shellfish, fish without scales, and many other animals listed in scripture as unclean to consume. Maybe there is both a spiritual and physical reason as to why God said not to consume these animals. In fact, the Most High calls these animals an abomination.
Where Tammy at? Tammy says she eat pork. That's why God said don't eat pork, y'all. And niggas love pork, though. Niggas love them some bacon, dog. Look, he says that's why. It's all connected.
And BDSM. Aside from cats being specific vessels for these very powerful parasites, other carriers can include all the unclean animals that were spoken of in the scriptures.
Yeah, this is crazy. Malia said, furthermore, it should be tested for during pregnancy. That's a good point, but this shit is only in Turkey. You know what I'm saying? They don't really care if we get this shit. They want us dumb. America wants us dumb. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what they said. Jordan Trill said, a lot of y'all don't got no friends because y'all learn about God and start being weird. Lighten up. Stop judging and being overly sensitive. I mean, yo, Jordan, this, I'm gonna just tell you, man. People nowadays, bro, we live in a sensitive world. You know what I'm saying? We live in a very sensitive world where you can't really express yourself. You know what I'm saying? Without being scrutinized. So if people speak their mind on religion or things of that nature, you know, you'll be scrutinized, man. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. He said pork fried rice. Oh, man. Jordan, you a troll, man. I ain't even bothering you, man. I don't even know. Yeah. Miss Jones said, damn, no more swine. I told your ass. I told you about that pork, girl. Jackson Dane said, them fats hold spirits more, and pigs are fat as hell. Yo, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Pigs eat each other alive. That's nasty. They eat each other alive? Wait, pigs are, they eat their own too? I ain't never hear that. I mean, well, they do eat garbage. You know what I'm saying? They eat plastic and all that shit. Maybe I can show y'all that video too about the pig. Let me see. Man fired for showing what pigs eat. Oh, here you go. Look at this, y'all. Now, this is why I stopped eating pork. He gonna show y'all. I showed y'all this last year, but he gonna show y'all, right? Of what pigs eat on a daily basis. If you eat pork, okay, just be prepared to see this. This is what pigs eat, y'all. All right? This is what pigs eat. Y'all remember this video? Look. He said they
stuff fuck like this. Just put it here. Plastic and all. Don't even matter. Plastic, cardboard boxes, pallets, everything's grounded into this right here.
Ew.
this is they what, send this stuff off to be eaten by the hogs, and then the hogs are killed, and then we eat them. Ew. I felt like I had to tell the world.
Y'all believe me now.
Look, line.
Yo, this what they eat. This what pigs eat. Please. I know some of y'all love the saltiness of pork. It just tastes so good. But no. Oh, salute to MJA. MJA2873. Thank you, man. Thank you so much for the support. He said Jesus casted out legions of demons into swine. Bro. Bro, you just connected the dots now. So now legions of demons, which are the parasites, he casted them into the pigs. Bro. Oh, nah, son. Yo. MJA2873, man. Thank you, man. That shit is crazy.
So that big shit called a grinder.
Let's play it back. Watch this. Let's play it back. Let me shut up. A TikTok exposed how plastic is getting into pig feed.
Stuff like this gets put in here. Plastic and all. Don't even matter. Plastic cardboard boxes, pallets, everything's grounded into this right here.
They send this stuff off to be eaten by the hogs, and then the hogs are killed, and then we eat them. Wow. I felt like I had to tell the world.
Y'all believe me now.
Go up the line to that big shit called a grinder. And it grinds it out and turns it into ass shit. And then the hog eats it. This is what it looked like when it's done.
I took the video because I was like, I've never seen nothing like this. And this can't be, like, legal.
Wow. The practice of feeding retail food waste to animals is known as garbage feeding. And guess what, though? The U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, approves this shit. They don't give a fuck about us. They do not care about us. Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service works to prevent foreign animals' disease from entering the U.S. and harming our nation's livestock and poultry. Yo. And it's legal in 27 states. It's New York. New York is not up there, but they got Washington, California, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, PA, Maine, New Hampshire, Ohio, West Virginia, Indiana, Minnesota, Wyoming, Colorado, Arkansas, Arizona, Mississippi. But guess what? We get all of our pork and shit from these states. So even if New York don't approve this shit, our pork is still coming from down south. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. Come on, Jordan. Yo, Jordan, man, you my nigga, man. I be seeing you in the chat. Don't do that, man, because if they got it, nah, just don't do that. Just chill out. Stop trolling, Jordan. Scat from this video if you're going to act that way. We love and learn over here. Oh, God. Anyways, there's a lot of people in the chat with parasites, I'm telling you. But the legality of including packaging from food waste is less clear. This is crazy, man. He did an interview and he talked about what happened.
AFC.
Oh, do you got?
Look, now he gonna talk about what happened. Look at
this. I told you guys.
Shout out to all my followers. I love you guys. But let's have a little class. As you see the AAFCO, this is the official publication for things that are allowed in animal feed in America. So let's look down here. And what does it say? Plastics. Plastics, plastics, plastics. I told you. Okay, let's look a little more. What does it say? Other metal compounds.
Wow.
restaurant food waste, contaminated, adulterated food. For those of you who don't know what that means, that's horrible. Mm.
Look, y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all this, man. With the fact that I'm making us eat human meat and then this shit right here, nigga. That's it. I'm drinking water. I don't even care no more, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care no more, man. This is crazy. I showed y'all this last year, though. He gonna talk about it again. It's fucked up, man.
I kept hearing, that's a recycling plant. That's where they take the trash at. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'm showing you step by step. Like, in each video, I'm telling you what you're looking at. So, like, what do I gotta do? Like, I don't understand.
It's not nothing you gotta do, bro. People are stupid. Okay, people are dumb. All right, they don't know no better. You can't do nothing. You can't force people to stop eating this shit. They're dumb. They don't know no better. they're addicted to it, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're addicted to it, bro. They can't help it, man. You know what I'm saying? If you tell them, yo, don't drink the Kool-Aid. It's got poison in it. They're gonna be like, it's still purple, and drink it. You fucking idiot.
All that.
It's crazy, waste, man.
From different businesses, bakeries, that's cooking places, all type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of your favorite foods, but they just molded and old. Ice. Got a bunch of rats and stuff in them.
Ew.
Yep, they all going in here. Up the line to the grinder. They try to get all of it out, but I mean, there's only so much you can do. I'm gonna show y'all though, but you don't even see the paper when it's grinding and shit like that. You won't even see the paper.
Proponents of garbage feeding says it helps prevent food waste and lower costs. Giving the pigs plastic, yo. Still like pork? Y'all still like pork, y'all? You know Jay gonna fuck up your day, you know it. Look at this. Let's finish this video.
Pigs, rats, shellfish, fish with
scales. Let's go back a little bit, y'all. Let me go back a little bit.
Hijack your mind and influence you to do destructive things, such as engaging in abnormal sexual practices like promiscuity and BDSM.
You horny bastards!
Aside from cats being specific vessels for these very powerful parasites, other carriers can include all the unclean animals that were spoken of in the scriptures. Pigs, rats, shellfish, fish without scales, and many other animals listed in scripture as unclean to consume. Maybe there is both a spirit...
Catfish, ratfish, orlackfish...
spiritual and physical reason as to why God said not to consume these animals. In fact, the Most High calls these animals,
I think I told y'all that too, right? I had some catfish, that shit had a worm in it.
An abomination, and that we shall not eat their flesh. In biblical usage, the word abomination means something that God loathes or hates because it is offensive to him and his character. After all, an unclean animal was a chosen host by the unclean spirits known as legion. So is it possible parasites are actually demons in biological form? A biological antenna for the spiritual wickedness in high places?
Yo.
Is this how they are able to cause so much pain, sicknesses, diseases, and other physical and mental torments? If you believe you have been affected by these demonic parasites,
yo,
Jesus actually gives us the solution in the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, Jesus told the disciples that some demons are incredibly powerful and can only be cast out through prayer and fasting.
Oh.
Fasting just so happens to be one of the best parasite cleanses out there. Now combine fasting with genuine prayer and a healthy lifestyle, you have a spiritually and physically effective weapon against these serpents,
yo,
these demonic parasites, who wish to bring forth your physical, mental, and spiritual demise. I hope you guys have found this topic to be very fruitful. If you would like to support this channel, I recently wrote a book titled The Caffeine Epidemic.
Salute.
About the effects of caffeine on physical and mental health. The link for that will be in the bio below. Again, thank you so much. Please let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Please like, share, and subscribe. And we are out. Till next time.
Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction. I've been the victim of this before. This is dangerous. Fatal Attraction. A link has been identified between some sexual behaviors and a common parasite. Fatal Attraction is very dangerous. That's stalkers. You know what I'm saying? People that don't give up. This is a parasite. So the only way you can get rid of it is if you fast, basically. You know what I'm saying? It says, although human behavior is complex, an intriguing link has been identified between sex and violence and a common parasite. So when women say, because I heard this term before, when women say, oh, I'm dickmatized and shit, right? That's a parasite, man. Yeah, Chris said sex zombies. Yeah, the only way you're going to get rid of that shit is fasting. Then become a breatharian. Humble said become a breatharian. Yo, I ain't going to lie, man. This is crazy, man. It's crazy, man. Simpson succubus. Yup, you right. Got to eat the bread of Christ daily. I don't know. I can't eat bread all day, man. That shit is bad for you, man. Eating bread and shit, it causes diabetes. That bread is just sugar. You know what I'm saying? Eating bread is bad for you. That shit will kill you quicker than anything else. This is wild, though. Excuse me. This is wild, man. This shit is wild and crazy. Fasting and praying. The air is compromised also. Yeah, we under attack. I've been saying that. We are under attack. Okay, parasite stress promotes homicide and child maltreatment. Damn, parasite stress promotes homicide and child maltreatement. People that neglect their kids, they got parasites in them. Oh, Lady Love said, organic bread isn't that bad. Oh, Lady Love said, oh my God, Jay, bread of Christ. Bread if Christ is read the Bible. Aye. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to read it. Aye. You know what I'm saying? Daily bread is the script. Read. Okay. Now I'm dumb. The bread of Christ is the Bible, y'all. I ain't know. Yeah, Prawn Star JR said he be fasting naturally, not intentionally. My body won't let me take so much food anyways. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, man. I do the 3-day water fast like every 3 months. I at least do a 3-day water fast every 3 months. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard to do. But by the second day, you start smelling steak and Chinese food and hamburgers. You be like pizza. You be like, damn, I don't even eat this shit. But I'm craving a ham sandwich right now on the second day. And then the third day, you kind of got like a headache and shit. Like your head be hurting. But that's just your body. That's the parasites just killing itself off. You know what I'm saying? When you think about it, it's really the parasites that's like, cause if you do a 3-day water fast, right? The first day is easy. It's easy as hell to get past the first day. The second day, you start to smell food that you normally wouldn't even eat. And that's the parasites like, yo, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, give me this. And then the third day, you have a headache. You know what I'm saying? But you can't water fast too much or too many days because then your body becomes malnutritioned and shit. You know what I'm saying? I eat one meal a day. Yeah, me too, bro. I do intermittent fasting as well. Intermittent fasting is good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Malia said, I had the stalker situation a couple times. Not fun. I'm trying to tell you. But then you make it think like, yo, you know. Nah, man. I don't know. This shit crazy, man. This shit crazy, y'all. Crazy. Crazy, man. I don't know, yo. I don't know. Let me read y'all comments, though, man. Feigning ignorance has become too common. Feigning, I don't know how to... Yo, salute Corey Smith. I don't know. He said, feigning ignorance has become too common. Shaking my head. Yeah. I ain't ate a lot since I got COVID. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Yeah. Chris said, when you are to receive the full effects of fasting, read the Bible and pray while fasting, according to the Bible. Yeah, if you read and fast at the same time, your mind is able to accept the information more. So whatever you read, whether it's the Bible, the Quran, whatever, the Torah, whatever you decide to read, you know what I'm saying? You'll be able to accept that information more easier, you know what I'm saying, than anything else. Jay, salute from PA. Loving the jewels you drop, man. Appreciate you, the moth, man. Salute, man. Salute to everybody in PA, man. Word up. A lot of fast food has pork as well as dangerous chemicals. Yeah, man. Pork is pretty much in everything, man. I did a video about last year where I talked about this, and I realized some people don't, you know, some people are new, so they don't really get the information, but a lot of candies have pork in it. Saturated fat is pork. Hand soap has pork in it, you know what I'm saying? So if you're using hand soap, it's got pork in it. That's what makes it bubble, you know what I'm saying? Believe it or not. So if you say, I don't eat pork, you don't have to eat it, but when you wash your hands... You know what I'm saying? It's pork. It's technically pork. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of soap that has pork in it. You know, so like I said, like they, you know, the attack is on mankind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pork is in candy. 90% of candy, I think, except for gummy bears or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Gummy bears might not have. Oh, Twizzlers. My bad. Twizzlers don't have pork in it. You know what I'm saying? But saturated fat and all of that shit is pork, man. Yeah, pork is in gummy worms. Yeah, I bullshit you not, man. That shit is everywhere, and it make you think like they want to infect everybody with that parasite. So one way or another, it's like one way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you one way or another. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. That's how they think. One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get ya. They gonna get your ass with that shit, dog. They gonna get you. You know what I'm saying? They gonna get you. There ain't no way you can avoid that shit. He said, and ice cream. Yeah, pork is in everything, bro. It's sad, but it is. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get you with the jab. They're going to get you with pork. They're going to get them parasites up in your ass. And when they get you, you know what I'm saying? They got you. Your good is got. You know what I'm saying? Your good is got, dog. You feel me? Your good is got, man. Your good is got. Jay, can you Google Plum Island Conspiracy Lab and... 257, that's where I think the Montauk Monster came from. Okay, Plum Island. You want me to YouTube it or just Google that shit? You know what I'm saying? Plum Island. Let's say Plum Island Montauk Monster. Yeah, that ain't come up, dog. I don't know, Chris. Plum Island Beach. Conspiracy Lab, you said? Oh, the Conspiracy Lab. Conspiracy. Okay, here you go. Okay, this is a book. It's on Amazon. The Mysterious Lab of New York Shore. Uh-oh, they didn't block the pictures out. Uh-oh. Lab 257 offers horror stories in dispute. That's the word that comes to mind when reading Michael Carroll's thoroughly nerve-wracking book, Lab 257, William Morrow, about the federal germ facility on Plum Island. We were just talking about germ. This is, yo, everything is aligning itself. Wow. The island sits off the eastern tip of Long Island's North Fork, and it's home to some of the deadliest microbes festering on the planet. This is crazy. Yo, Chris, man, good looking, man. Oh, he said look for the video. Yo, Chris, real quick, man, it's YouTube Conspiracy Theory Show Plum Island episode. All right, let's do that. All right, I might as well show y'all because this is all going hand in hand. Okay, let me go up. You see, Conspiracy Theory Show. Conspiracy Theories Show. Plum Island. Plum Island Lab. This right here? Conspiracy Theory Show. I'm looking for that channel, man. I'm looking for that channel. I don't see it, man. Because I know Discovery, they're going to give me the bullshit. Okay, Jesse Ventura. Alright, Jesse Ventura, man. Jesse Ventura, Plum Island. Yeah, I don't know. Ventura, I love to attack our government. No, they ain't. They might have took that shit down. Alright, we're gonna play this one though. Let's see what this is about.
Less than 100 miles from New York City is Plum Island Lab. Here, the U.S. government conducts top-secret biological experiments.
What the fuck?
Most Americans are unaware of the facility.
I swear on everything I love, Chris, I didn't know this was over there. But hold on. Plum Island. That shit right there on the North Shore, right across from Connecticut. It's on the Connecticut side. Cause none of this shit is in this ain't New York over here. Wow. Man.
But it has been linked to an Al-Qaeda plot and an alarming past tied to Nazi scientists. Military technology expert John Gresham has been denied access to the island. Now he decides to view the lab from the air.
Look.
Once airborne, it takes less than 2 minutes by helicopter to get from the tip of Long Island to Plum Island.
Wow.
Along the south side of the island are the abandoned ruins of the original lab run by the Nazi scientists.
What?
It now appears to be crumbling at the hands of the elements.
It's interesting how the government just abandons the things they don't really want, but the stuff they do want to take care of, they really take good care of.
Wow.
Then they approach the main lab. There, John can see the measures that the government has taken to keep the facility secure.
So you can see how much they've expanded since 1950. a very large receiving and storage facility over here.
Oh, wow, this is out of control, bro.
Very actively.
John is left wondering if Plum Island is really the best place to keep a potentially dangerous facility.
Somebody said, Brando said, Plum Island is where Lyme's disease came from. What? I thought that shit, well, then that makes sense with ticks, because they probably put it in the ticks, and you know, ticks just spread. Or fleas, I believe. Fleas that get on your dog and then catch Lyme disease and all that shit. Connecticut, home of the Skull and Bones.
Back on the ground, John analyzes the video he shot.
This is a vulnerable island. It needs to be looked at and perhaps the facility moved.
The government does plan to move the bioresearch lab to a new facility that would be built in Kansas, but the plan has been stalled.
In so many ways, this is not a facility that folks in this densely populated part of America should be forced to live next to.
For now, Plum Island will remain open indefinitely. The danger of exposure to locals remains unchanged.
I mean, shit, at this point, we know that they're creating viruses and shit. You know what I'm saying? We know that they're creating these viruses and all of this nonsense. So this ain't far-fetched, man. But what the fuck? I never heard of Plum Island. I'm going to be honest. I never heard of this shit. I never heard of this. Yeah, Brando said ticks. You're right, not fleas. Yeah. I know it was one of them shits, either fleas or ticks, but I know that shit spread. There's no way I work for the government or serve for this country. Yeah, some people will get down with the get down, dog. Believe it or not. Seep Skrilla said, yo, Jay, I caught the live. Salute, man. Salute to my man, Seep Skrilla. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, syphilis and Lyme disease are the same. Syphilis and Lyme disease are the same, isn't it? I don't know. I know syphilis is, that shit make your joint fall in the toilet. That's what Versace died from, didn't he? Giovanni Versace, he died from syphilis. You know what I'm saying? That shit eat at your brain and all of that, man. Fuck you up, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you up, man. Fellas, if you meet a woman and she got spots all on her lower pelvic area, don't hit that. Don't hit that shit. I'm telling you. Don't do it. I ain't gonna turn this into a sex ed class, but that is some nasty looking shit, boy. I tell you, boy. Yeah, they shut him down. Yeah, man, I don't know. Strange Gnosis said, thank you, man. Appreciate you for the support. He said, wanted to make it a bit earlier, but glad to be here. Watching the parasites parts makes me think of celebrity succubuses like Grande, Meg Fox, and Kardashian. Yo, that's a good point because... And who's another one? They got another one. Suki Hana. Okay, all of these women that's in the industry that can't control their sexual hormones, they all have these parasites, man. You know what I'm saying? They all have these parasites. Oh, Lady Love said he was shot. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. He said, oh, Versace was he shot? I thought he died from syphilis. Didn't he have syphilis? I don't know. I could have swore I remember something about him having that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And he died. He killed himself or something. Let's see if he... Let's because we don't spread false information. Let's see. Versace. Syphilis. No, maybe I'm wrong then. Maybe I'm wrong. Somebody had that shit. Let me see. No. It was a celebrity that died. No. Yeah, no, I'm wrong. Okay, it said he died of AIDS. When Armani ordered his PR people to tell the press that Galati died of a heart condition in 1981, he instead died of AIDS. Gianni even tried to provide unsuccessfully for Antonio in his will. It probably made a difference in coming by. Nope, I don't know. I thought he had that shit. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, yeah, it was Al Capone. There you go. Bodega Veggies. Yeah, Al Capone was the one. Al Capone died of syphilis. Yeah, yep. Al Capone died of syphilis. Yeah. You right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he had syphilis. This how he looked. This how he looked when he died, y'all. Totally different. That shit ate him up inside. And this is all parasites. That shit ate his ass up. That shit ate him up, man. That shit ate him up, man. Shit ate him up. Yeah, it was Al Capone. Yeah, thank you for that, man. Thank you for that, Bodega Veggies. You corrected me real quick. Yeah, Versace was killed by a stalker. Right, Lady Love. I confused the two. I don't know how I confused the two. One was a gangster and one was a funny boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it said he looked gross. This shit ate him alive. That shit ate him up. You know what I'm saying? Shit ate him up. Solo Rico said government planted on him. You think so? He looks scary, right? Life Goes On says celibacy is the way. Yeah. They said Robert Johnson died from it too, allegedly the Crossroad dude and Scott Joplin, jazz pianist. I thought Robert Johnson was poisoned by the guys. He was messing with somebody's wife or something. He got poisoned. You know what I'm saying? He was messing with somebody's wife and got poisoned, man. That's what I heard about Robert Johnson. I don't know. He looked like the Tombstone. He looked like Tombstone, the Spider-Man villain. Yeah, what's that nigga from Fantastic Four? The Rock Man? He looked like that, man. The Rock Man. What's that? Rock Man. Fantastic Four. This nigga. He looked like this nigga right here, man. Shit fucked up, man. Fucked up, cuh. Two of the same nigga, man. Fucked up. Yo, Jay, you going to hell, man. I know. I know. Hey, look, fucked up, man. They did Al Capone dirty, man. Did him dirty, man. Open new image, man. That this. Rock Man. Al Capone. Rock Man. You know what I'm saying? Damn. He said, nah, Tombstone. Google it, Jay. Tombstone Man from where? Oh, from Spider-Man? The Sandman from Spider-Man? Tombstone Man. Y'all niggas ain't shit, man. Y'all niggas ain't shit, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. That's crazy, man. Oh. Oh, this nigga right here? Ah, man, y'all niggas foul, man. How do him for Al Capone like that? Why I keep calling him nigga Al Versace, man? That's fucked up, man. Oh, because the eyes. I see what y'all saying. The eyes. Yeah, the eyes and shit. Al Capone looking like the Walking Dead, son. I don't know. This shit. Y'all niggas is foul, man. Y'all foul, man. What's wrong with y'all, man? Don't call that man that shit. The Rock Man. Well, fuck it, man. He did some bullshit in America anyway, man. You know? Crime, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Fosachi. Alright, I'm gonna end this live, y'all. I just wanted to show y'all that about the food and all of that shit. For the people that catch the replay, salute to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Be dropping 2 videos for y'all this week on Patreon. If you on the Patreon, be on the lookout for that. Like I said, I'm gonna start doing more newer artists. I'm gonna be focusing on the newer rap artists, new R&B, celebrities that are recent, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be talking about that. And I'm gonna try to crank these videos out as much as I can for y'all, man. As much as I can, man. You know what I'm saying? Get this shit done, man. Hopefully you can find more on Plum Island. Yeah, I think I might stay away from that. I ain't gonna lie, Chris, because if they on that type of time where they could ban people from going over there and shit like that, you know, maybe it's something that probably, you know, I could talk about it, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want to jeopardize the channel. You know what I'm saying? Because this is metal. This is considered like medical information and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I got a couple of those strikes. You know what I'm saying? So I try not to lean towards too much of the medical shit. You know what I'm saying? As far as with science and medical shit. You know, YouTube is funny like that, man. So, alright, appreciate y'all though, man. Thank y'all for stopping by. How long was I on this live? About an hour and some change. Alright.